Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Ryan Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Tevin Jenkins. Tevin is a starting offensive tackle for the Oklahoma State football team, as one of the top returning players not only in the Big 12, but in the entire country as a whole. Tevin, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem.
Starting things off, Tevin, I think when we look at what this offseason has become, it's one that's been unique. We know going into your senior season, though, what have you been working on in particular in order to take your game to that next level?
I've been working on more finishing. I've been working on more run technique blocks so I could hopefully improve my game in that, mostly because that's one thing I hardly critique about myself is my run game. And also been working on my pass pro more, because I personally like to think I'm more of a pass pro type of guy, but I need to still perfect that, because I'm never perfect and I'll never be perfect, but I need to try to perfect it to a point where there's little to none mess up.
Tevin, last season started all 12 games. You started 9 games at right tackle, then the other 3 games at left tackle. Was it difficult to make the transition from right tackle to left tackle, and which one do you prefer?
That transition is not really hard, because we practice it every day and in our practices, like throughout the week, just in case if somebody would have to go down, like unfortunately somebody did this year. But if somebody were to go down, our offensive line coach has to make sure that you're prepared for each spot, no matter what. So I've been preparing for guard, right tackle, left tackle, just anything to make sure we do that. And honestly, I feel like I'm more comfortable at right tackle, but I'm going to have to start trying to transition to being a left tackle to make sure I can do both just as good as anybody else.
Tevin, you're going into your senior season. We've seen the success that you've had on the field. But in what ways, because we know at one point you were an incoming freshman, in what ways are you helping those underclassmen out right now make that transition from high school to the college game?
Well, right now it's kind of hard because all the virus stuff going around, you know, I can't really like contact with them because they're trying to tell us to avoid each wave of group people coming in and trying to avoid. So the most I've done is just introduce myself to some of the new freshmen, you know, like at least introduce, say hi, and get the ground started right there. And then I'd let them know that once voluntary workouts start, then we can actually start picking up our relationships, our practices, our drills and everything, so I can help them get more entwined into our offense like seniors did when I was a freshman.
And Tevin, communication is such a vital aspect to offensive success. In your opinion, how important is it for you as a tackle to be on the same page as your quarterback?
Oh, that's very important, because even if I don't get the mic somewhere, rather than being another missed assignment is just a downhill slope, because it will just lead to more missed assignments, and that means it will affect more than just offensive line and quarterback, because it will affect wide receivers if somebody messes up, not get the mic. If I don't get the mic call, the wide receivers can't get the ball fast enough, or the quarterback is a throwaway, even running the ball, that Chuba can't get the ball, even like run for like more than 2-3 yards if the offensive line messes up. So getting communication throughout the whole line is very important.
You get to play with one of the best running backs in the entire country, Tevin and Chuba Hubbard. In what ways do you feel that you guys communicate so well at, and how important is it to have a strong relationship with him to have success both as an offensive lineman and for him as a running back?
Oh, it's very important, because you need that chemistry, you know. It's like like any other thing. It's just I don't know if people will see that or saw that, but Chuba took us out for dinner. You know, we always mess with Chuba. Chuba messes with us. He's like, we always treat him like a brother to us. Like he's like one of our own, because we like to protect him. We know it's our job But it's very important that us together are very entwined. You know, we have a job, he has a job, he needs to trust us, and we trust him to do his job. So be important.
And Kevin, being in the Big 12, going up against top talent week in and week out, not only in practice, but also games, how do you think going up against those types of players makes you a better player?
Like people say it best all the time, you know, just iron sharpens iron. People always, I feel like we play against weird quality defensive ends, you know, and years of playing that I have done against the top defensive ends, I feel like has made me and shaped me into who I am.
Tevin, taking things back to your high school career, can you tell us a little bit about what the recruiting process was like for you and what went into that eventual decision to play at Oklahoma State?
I'd say my first ever offer came when I was in one of my math classes, and it was from Nebraska. They called me. I asked to get out the classroom. They called. They said, yeah, you're getting a full offer. It was nice. You know, it was a very exciting time and everything. And then that's when they start all coming in with different offers. Like when once one school does it, you know, it starts picking up. I feel like once one school does it, it starts picking up more and more. And about like my third or fourth offer, I believe it was Oklahoma State. I met with the D-line coaches still here who recruits in Kansas. That said that I have a offer from Oklahoma State. Yeah, I just met with him, talked to him. He seemed like a nice guy. Came to like a whole bunch of visits for Missouri, did a rivals camp, you know, to try to get more exposure, but it was okay. But I went to Oklahoma State, and as soon as I went in there and saw the facilities, I was absolutely blown away. I liked everything about it, sat in the team room. I thought it was amazing. As soon as I saw a highlight tape in the team room, all the bass music playing and everything. I saw the highlight tape, sat down, sat on the screen, and I said, yes, this is the place I really want to go because I could really see myself in that orange uniform play for Oklahoma State.
Players like Trey Flowers and Chris Carson all went through this Oklahoma State football program. How has their success motivated you?
It's motivated me because it made me realize that that goal is actually attainable if you put in the work. Like, because I was with Mason Rudolph for a little bit, and I seen how good and how serious, how professional he had that he took football, and it made me realize that I need to flip a switch and actually start getting more serious about this because I could actually attain that goal because I see people like you said, Trey Flowers, Chris Carson, everybody excelling, and that having those type of guys as role models is very influential.
In what ways, Tevin, then has your mentality and the way you prepare for practices and games changed over the course of your career?
I would say my freshman year of college, I started off as like, I know I need to change my body type. I need to go out there. I know I'm going to be a scout team guy because I knew that my first year, it was going to be hard for somebody to get into the lineup or anything like that for your first year. So I understood my role. Then my second year, I realized that it was almost time for me to actually like start being the guy because my coach then, my redshirt freshman year, said I was going to play in games. So my mindset went from I need to change my body to I need to start actually taking this very serious and get into like a more of a rhythm that will make more sense to my body and my mind that I need to do something. Like I need to start focusing on football a lot more than I was my freshman year. And then throughout the whole years, I just try to keep on maintaining that seriousness with football.
And Tevin, just like you're going to help the underclassmen and take on a leadership role next season, when you first arrived at Oklahoma State, was there an upperclassman or a coach that kind of took you under their wings and helped you?
Yeah, it was Zach Crabtree. I believe he's at Baylor now, coaching, I believe. Zach Crabtree, yeah.
You guys have a great coaching staff at Oklahoma State led by Mike Gundy, but how as a whole would you describe the football culture that you guys have, Tevin, at Oklahoma State?
I feel like it's actually one of the best out there. You know, we have set standards for about how everybody goes to everyday life. You know, just the yes, sir, no, ma'am, yes, ma'am, all that. We try to keep everybody with the utmost respect and everything. And that's just only half of the cowboy culture. You know, it's just, you can go on and on about cowboy culture because it's just so big and there's just so much detail that goes into it that we just do it every day, day-to-day life that's actually just become normal and into our blood.
Tevin, being in the Big 12, you're playing in front of semi-crowds every week. But what is a typical game day like for you? And what is it like playing at Boone Pickens Stadium?
It feels great, first of all, because when we have a home game, we have the walk, and all the fans are just yelling in your ear, you know, high-five, and everybody just walking up to the stadium. The amount of people that come out there, you know, we love the people that come out there. We love them. And they just always go and take pictures, high five, you know, little kids come around and high five them. It's like the atmosphere is just surreal, first of all, because you have that, you got Pistol Pete up front, shooting off his shotguns, I think it is. And we got a band right next to the store, like the door. We walk in, you see just like, it comes out of the dark tunnel, like as you can, like any fan can do this. If you just walk out into that dark tunnel, see that whole stadium, it's like nice and bright. You already know that's how you know it's game time. And then you see that, I don't know how big that that flat, I don't know what it's called, like a little flat, the Megatron thing, screen. I think big. And as soon as you see that, you're like, wow, this place is actually pretty nice looking. And then now transitioning to actual game time, when you walk out in that smoke, you can't see nothing, first of all. You really cannot see nothing. And then the only way you get through that is if you touch somebody on the back and they jog in and you have to trust the man in front of you, because if he trips, you're going to trip easy. And then all they hear is the whole crowd just going off, this everything. Got the cheerleaders right in front of us. And it's just loud, noisy. The fans feel like they're right on top of you. We have the paddle people over there in the corner just keep on slapping the wall with the paddles. It just feels great.
In your opinion, Tevin, then, what do you feel that this Oklahoma State team has to do next season and come out victorious and win the Big 12?
I would say mostly just take it one game at a time. You can't worry about a certain opponent before you the one you're about to play.
And Tevin, senior year next year, are the games like the Senior Bowl, Shrine Game, and Collegiate Bowl goals that you're working towards?
Yes, they are. I would love to actually go to one of those.
You're on your way there, and you've had success that we've seen on the football field, but academics, such an important aspect of things too. What have you been studying and majoring in school? And do you have any plans or ideas of what you may want to do for life after the NFL?
I've been studying sociology here, and I just graduated recently. And the one thing I really want to do is social working to help try to make a difference in the world. Like I had some people help me when I was growing up when my mom passed away. So I kind of like those people that helped me. I want to help them just to like help kids, like the older people help me.
What would you want GMs or scouts to know about Tevin Jenkins, who they're getting in the locker room and who they're getting off the field?
In the locker room, I would say I would say I have that switch from like always been told you need to have the switch from game time to like play time. You know, that's what it is. I mean, we say it more like vulgar, but we ain't gonna cuss right now. But yeah, that play time to game time real quick, because there's always times to be professional. You have to be professional. Everybody knows when to do it. So that's where you turn on the game time mode. And there's always like that 1 or 2 minutes in the locker room that maybe you need to goof off, whatever. But that's mostly mentality in the locker room. But off the field, I just try to get – I just mind my business, try to get to do stuff that I need to do. Don't try to get in trouble. You know, I try to stay out of trouble the most I can. I either stay at home, you know, or go out, either if I'm not working out somewhere or anything or running, I try to stay home. I try to play video games. I try to cook food. You know, I try to have myself preoccupied with stuff. I like to stay busy so that I don't have any other like room for mess ups or mistakes.
And Tevin, hypothetical question. If you could be trained by one player who's currently in the NFL or someone who's retired, who would it be and why?
Well, I would say Joe Thomas, because he's, in my opinion, one of the greatest offensive linemen like that has been in the NFL ever, because he's been around for a long time. He just retired like a few years ago. And personally, he's just amazing to me in my eyes. And just the fact that he went like 10,000 something snaps in a row is just, in the NFL, is just, that's just hearing that and just seeing that, that's actually like a big, like, that's a big thing to me, because that seems like it's like so hard, but to do, and seeing that he can accomplish that makes it realize that he's actually the real deal.
And Tevin, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
You need to make the weight room your best friend. Never get a big head about anything, because that'll be your biggest downfall if you start getting a big head. And you need to make the weight room your best friend, because your body will keep on changing, and you might as well just keep on doing it now and make sure you get that pain out of the way so that your body is used to it and keep on getting bigger and faster, because that's all the only thing that's going to do is help you.
That was Tevin Jenkins with the Oklahoma State football team. We really appreciate all the time and insight you gave us, and best of luck in the upcoming season.
Thank you for having me.